Some churches in Metro Milwaukee have been at the forefront of breaking down barriers between Black and white residents. For example, a group of primarily Black congregations in the city has established partner relations with suburban churches whose members are predominantly white. For this segment of our series, Project Milwaukee Segregation Matters, we brought together a few members of each. How do these people of faith think the region can become more integrated?
I feel that my more diverse friendships and relationships have taught me more about myself, have helped me become just a fuller person. If we could suspend our judgment and our fear, even for a moment, to take advantage of opportunities, any opportunities you can find to meet and engage with people of color or people who are different from you, it's so enriching and enlightening.
It takes a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of work if we really want to change this. We do intentional building bridges as a congregation that has partner congregations. I absolutely refuse to be in a relationship with you where you do not see us as equal to you. For a long time, most of the model that was presented in the churches was one of charity, and it still is in a lot of cases. I don't want charity. I want solidarity.
I think the lack of understanding is fairly significant, and that the area, Milwaukee Metro, would probably benefit greatly if we could all kind of move back and forth across it. And then not so much being a scary experience, a challenging experience, an unwelcoming experience, whatever it is, but just sort of saying, hey, we all like this area. There's a lot of resources here. There's a lot of good things that can happen, and we're all stronger as we work together. And at some point in time, we'll figure that out, and I'm not quite sure how, but I think that's the answer that we need to work through.
Sometimes I volunteer at the meal at St. Benedict's, and groups will bring youth groups from the out suburbs, and they will eat a meal there and maybe help out. And the kids look frightened to death because they've never been there. And when they sit at a table and they talk with some of the guests, and I remember two of them came back to me and he said, "This was really great." And what he was saying was, "They're just like we are. They're just like we are." That's not enough, though. Because they then drive back and sometimes their parents don't even want them to go. So somehow or other, we've got to make that contact with more depth.
This political season that we've just gone through has not created racist attitudes. It's let them out of the box. And it was startling to me as this whole thing unfolded because I was very blind to it for a long time. I remember with fondness listening to Dr. King speeches. And I mean, this is what I was raised with. And then things kind of got quiet. And what I wasn't really realizing was that it had become politically incorrect to speak in certain ways, but that there were plenty of people that looked like me and went to grocery store with me. And these people didn't feel it all the way I did. And most of the major religions of the world hold that we are created in the image of God. So I think that people at a very basic level, if they try to remind themselves of that and then make sure that not only are they treating the people they come in contact with kindness and respect, but find the courage to call out someone that you know and care about when they are not treating others with kindness and respect.
I just think what people really overlook is the fact that love is stronger than hate. We got to learn how to accept each other, love the Lord with all your heart and all your might and all your soul, all your mind, and, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that's kind of a simplified solution, but that's really the solution.
The people who offered their thoughts about easing racial separation in Metro Milwaukee are visual artist Rebecca Michaleski, the Reverend Marilyn Miller, who's president of MICA, Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, New Berlin residents Marty and Margie Gibbons, members of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church, Dr. Dan DiDomizio, Professor Emeritus at Cardinal Stritch University, and the Reverend Gregory Lewis, who heads Pastors United.